Good morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. It's your Central Minnesota Farm Report for your Saturday morning. It's brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon each and every week. And on Friday morning, as we always do, we check in with Joel Bauer at Midsoda. Still very, very busy over there at Midsoda Manufacturing. We were talking about some of their used inventory and some of their trailers. They have a few tilt bed trailers on their lot. And Joel talked about the aspect of this trailer and having a tilt bed. It's becoming just about a necessity for a lot of trailer buyers.
Absolutely. You know, with the design, the engineering behind them, they're so smooth. And the universal use on those trailers, and nobody wants to lift that ramp up and down, bend to the ground, lift it up and hurt your back, have that ramp rattling when you go down the road. Just have that entire bed of the trailer tilt to the ground. Doesn't matter if you have a narrow front tractor, wide front four-wheeler, lawnmower, narrow wheels, small wheels, big wheels. You drive right up and down on that trailer. No worry about sliding off the ramps at all.
You know, I'll have to look online and see if I can see videos of it, because I'm just kind of picturing a teeter-totter all the time, but you tell me that's not how it works.
That is about exactly how it works. You know, we'll open the latches and jump up on the bed, walk to the back, and the back of the ramp drops right to the ground. And as you load up and drive your piece of equipment up, the further you get over that center pivot, it lays itself right back down on the bed. You lock her down, chain down, and off you go.
Joel Bauer at Midsoda Manufacturing joining us. Also this coming week, Minnesota Farmers Union will be holding their virtual lobby day Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, Stu Lorre, Government Relations Director with Minnesota Farmers Union, he joined us this past week discussing some of the details in lobby days.
You know, basically what it's going to look like this year, and it's similar when we're able to be in person, but we schedule meetings with legislative leaders, members of the administration, and others who are making decisions that affect farmers' lives, affect their communities and their families. And we invite our members to come out, join for those meetings, and share some direct feedback with legislators, commissioners, the governor plans to join us, and others. So it's really a conversation. And what we really hope and our intent is that holding a lobby day early in session, where we're doing 3 days of advocacy work as part of our lobby days, January 19th, next Tuesday, January 20th, and January 21st. And by holding it kind of the first month of session right out of the gate, we're hoping that we can set the tone for the legislative session and help make sure that our members' voices are heard loud and clear by legislators as they kind of begin their work this session.
You know, I like to look at it as, you know, folks have a chance to kind of plant the seed a little bit. You get to plant the seed of a relationship with a legislative leader maybe you're unaware of or haven't met before, or if it's a certain topic they're unaware of, it's the way you can kind of kickstart that process.
I love that. I love that metaphor, and that's exactly it. You know, anything that gets done at the legislature, you know, it's a result of a lot of work of a lot of different advocacy organizations, certainly the hard work of legislators and the administration. And it takes a lot of folks coming together. And I think, yeah, planting that seed so that it can grow throughout the session is perfect. And the other thing that you said, which is absolutely right on, is that it's all about relationships and building those relationships. You know, if you already know your elected official, it's building on that and strengthening it and maybe introducing them to Farmers Union. If you've never met them, or maybe they're relatively new to agriculture, like some of the new members, then it's a fantastic opportunity to start that relationship and share who we are as a farm organization and some of the fantastic work that our members are doing.
Stu Lorre with Minnesota Farmers Union here on CASM Radio. Also this week, U.S. Senator Tina Smith joining us, and she had a chance to visit with incoming USDA Secretary of Ag Tom Vilsack, and she summarized that conversation earlier in the week.
We had a great conversation. You know, I've known him for a while, and I think he's a really strong choice for Ag Secretary. He certainly knows Minnesota, and he definitely knows agriculture in the upper Midwest, and I think it's the right time to have somebody with that level of experience and also knowledge of the department, which will really help him hit the ground running. So we had a great conversation. I invited him to come to Minnesota when travel is make sense again, and I look forward to that. And we had a broad-ranging conversation about important priorities, including rural development and biofuels and clean energy. We talked about small farmers and beginning farmers and how we can support them better as we're in the midst of this generational transition in agriculture.
Smith also says biofuels and also ethanol, Minnesota farmers, of course, very interested to have those two aspects included in any climate change or renewable fuel conversation that we see going ahead here with the new administration coming in this week.
We need to continue to educate people about the contribution that biofuels and advanced biofuels, including advanced biofuels, make to a clean energy strategy. Also, I think we need to continue to talk about the contribution that agriculture can make broadly to carbon capture and sequestration and the our broad goals around addressing climate change. And what Secretary Vilsack and I talked about today is the work that we need to do to focus on incentives for making that realistic for farmers. And I think the key word is incentives. I've never met a farmer who doesn't want to do the right thing, but they also are business people. They've got to figure out how to balance the books and how to make a profit. And so we should be sure that our efforts around climate are contributing to that, and we have the right incentives in place. So that's what we talked about in part today.
And finally, Smith does say, too, with Tom Vilsack having two stints or 8 years as Secretary of Ag in the Obama administration, that's an advantage as he takes over the seat in USDA.
I think that that's true, and I would even say take it a little further. He mentioned this, Tom mentioned this today when we were doing our Zoom call. Because of the work that he's been doing around dairy over the last few years, he also has gotten a lot of exposure to trade issues. And so trade broadly is something, that experience and knowledge of trade broadly for the Agriculture Secretary will benefit not only folks in dairy, but also folks across the board, because we know how important trade is to Minnesota agriculture.
U.S. Senator Tina Smith joining us on CASM Radio. Let's recap just a few market highlights over at Long Prairie Livestock this week.
We had a nice sale again. We had 457 head of livestock last night. That's a good, strong market straight through them baby calves and good front-end kind, 100 to 145. On the Holsteins, the beef grouchers from 145 to 210 on the babies, small and commons, and jerseys and stuff from 65 to 100. Holstein starter calves break from 205 to 325 by the head. That is a set of Holstein steers, nice little set, weighing three to five, break from $1 to $1.20 by the pound.
And finally, some auction results over at Central Livestock in Albany.
Fed beef steers Choice and Prime were up to $1.05. Fed beef heifers Choice and Prime were up to $1.04. Fed Holstein steers Choice and Prime were at $91.75 to $92.75. High-yielding market cows brought $51 to $57, with the lower-yielding cows at $42 to $45. Market bulls were up to $81. Looking at the calf division, calves 70 to 90 pounds were at $20 to $75 per head. 90 to 120-pound calves were at $75 to $120. 120 to 150-pound calves were at $130 to $250. 150 to 250-pound calves, there was no test. And the beef calves were bringing $70 to $185 per head. Market hogs were at $36, with the lightweight sows at $26 to $27, and the heavyweight sows at $28 to $29. All weight boars were at $10.
Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for your Saturday morning. Good morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joel Gill. It's brought to you each week by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week.